For this 20-minute mindfulness exercise, I really want to emphasize the non-doing aspect of practicing mindfulness. It's a bit of a paradox that on the one hand, there's effort required to get oneself to the cushion, to assume the posture, to make the commitment to practice. But on the other hand, there's the aspect of practice that's without effort, without intention, without striving, without doing. Especially in the West, we can tend to spend most every waking hour engaged in some doing, some planning, some activity, even if it's something trivial. There's always this aspect of something on the to-do list that needs to get done. And for this particular guided practice, we'll let go of that as best we're able and see what happens when we spend this time simply being with our experience. So starting by simply recognizing that we're here, alive in this moment. Not even needing to control our attention in any way. Even letting go of any intention of improving our skills of attention, those skills of concentration, clarity, and equanimity. Letting go of that for now. And simply recognizing that if you're hearing this right now, you're alive. You're able to hear. And this hearing occurs spontaneously. There's no effort that's required. As we sit here, sounds occur. Sounds are perceived. Recognizing that this occurs effortlessly. And taking a little while now simply to be aware of sound. Aware of their arising. Aware of their passing. And becoming aware that the awareness of sounds occurs spontaneously and effortlessly. And while it's common to have the idea that it should be quiet when someone's practicing mindfulness, when someone's meditating, that's not necessary. And in fact, for this practice here, any sounds that should occur are now in our domain of practice. Any sounds that are occurring with this recording, sounds of my voice. Any sounds in your environment right now. And if it's perfectly silent, that's fine too. Being aware of that silence. And again, recognizing that the awareness of silence requires no effort, no striving. And so for the next few minutes, practicing on your own, aware of either sound or silence. And recognizing the effortless nature of awareness. And just as with external sounds and silence, we can go through our days with varying degrees of internal sound or silence, that is, various degrees of thinking. And it's possible that you could be in a very quiet environment right now, but not terribly aware of that due to getting caught up in the loudness of the internal environment. That's certainly common, and not something we need to fight with. And in fact, for these next minutes of practice, we'll become aware of the volume level of our internal environment. Bringing attention to your thoughts right now. And perhaps there's a lot of thinking going on. Perhaps your own voice, a running commentary. Perhaps rehashing old conversations or rehearsing potential conversations. Perhaps entertaining ourselves with singing songs internally that we heard on the radio this morning. Becoming aware of these possibilities right now, bringing our attention to our thinking process. Of course, it's also possible that by bringing our attention to the thinking process, letting it be exactly as it is right now, that the mind is quiet. And if that's the case, that's fine too. Enjoying that experience, if it's present, and if it's not, if there's lots of internal dialogue, that's great too. Recognizing that the awareness of our thinking is without effort. Moment by moment. And as we begin to bring to a close this period of formal practice, one neat way to carry the practice forward into our days is to recognize all the activities of our days which can occur without intentional effort. Things that we've done enough so that they become routine or habitual, such as tying our shoes or perhaps even washing our hair, getting dressed. These things that we've done so many times that there's not much required in the way of intentional effort. Becoming aware during these moments, recognizing how much occurs, how much that goes right for us during our days that is in fact effortless. And letting this effortlessness be a counterbalance if and when we find we're getting caught up with once again trying to achieve this and that, and again not that achieving things is at all not important, at all trivial. But letting our intentional, striving, volitional activities also be balanced by an awareness of what is always here, now, requiring no effort whatsoever.